It has been a difficult and sometimes confusing week for anyone involved or interested in fostering children. In the Times newspaper, a series of allegations have been made about the foster parents with whom Tower Hamlets Council in London placed a child. Tower Hamlets responded, and its response appeared to contradict some of the details of the Times' report. Above and beyond those details, this case highlights just a few of the sensitivities and difficulties surrounding fostering. It's enough to put anyone off, and that's been the fear of many experts and commentators. 64,000 children live with 55,000 foster families across the UK. Given how tough it can be, what motivates those families to take in a stranger's child? What are the rewards, and how do social workers match foster carers and children? Wayne Reed from the British Association of Social Workers has worked for 7 years as a foster care social worker, and Aitisha Chester is a foster carer in Bristol and took in a child for the first time aged 26. Wayne, Aitisha, good morning.
Good morning.
Aitisha, let me start with you, if I may. Let me start at the beginning. What was it that inspired you to become a foster carer?
My personal circumstances. Growing up, I was born in Guyana in South America. And I experienced domestic violence as a child. And an auntie who lived in England heard about it and came and brought me to England. And I think I was age 10 at the time. So for me, it was wanting to do the same for someone else, knowing that sometimes your birth family, can't look after you the way that they might want to, or because of the circumstances. And knowing what it feels like, for those children not to have and live with their birth family sometimes. Yeah, so that was the motivation for me.
And how many children have you fostered?
I think a rough count has been about 18. About 20 or so, yeah.
And have there been times where you thought, this is just too much, this is not what I thought I was going to get into?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But I think that's probably the same with any job. Sometimes I feel like that about my own daughter, my birth daughter. but the thing is, I find that when I get to those times, there's always something that keeps me holding on. For different children, it might be different things, but the achievements that I see in them, the confidence, it's so rewarding. And I also have my birth daughter who has said, oh, mommy, we could do it a bit longer. Or she's just been so supportive. So it helps me to go on.
Wayne, can I ask you, is that the sort of story which you hear from the foster carers that you work with?
Yeah, I've worked in fostering for 7 years, as you said, and I've worked with foster carers from a variety of backgrounds, and in terms of some of the stories that they've had, I would say on the whole, many of them have been very positive. There have been occasions where foster carers have had to deal with children in crises, and that could be for a whole host of reasons. That could be sort of involved with the wrong peers. It might be that the child's made some difficult choices, or it could be that actual contact with birth family has proven problematic. But there are many instances where, fostering is very rewarding for carers and the young people in placement, and they go on to be very successful.
When you're trying to work out who should take a child, yeah, what are the kinds of priorities that you have? What are the kinds of things that you look at?
It would be the foster carer's circumstances. So that would be their time of life, perhaps, the commitments that they have in terms of work, or birth children, any particular stages that birth children are going through. Finance and financial stability is also another factor in that. We don't want people to become overly reliant on the monies that they would receive from fostering. So we have to think about when perhaps they may not have a child in placement, how that might affect them also.
How much do they get paid, out of interest?
It does range quite a lot. Local authority carers tend to get paid, I believe, perhaps a couple of £100 a week, but that would vary across the country. Whereas foster carers who foster for private agencies would tend to get perhaps more than that. So it can vary substantially based on the actual provider and also the needs and behaviours of the child that's being placed.
Aitisha, let me ask you about the money, if I may. Does it feel like enough? Is it enough?
Personally, yeah. I think that it can be depending on your circumstances. Like, you know, it's just been said, having, I think because I'm with an agency, TAT, we have a higher rate, I think, than, you know, than other agencies and local authority. But I think, you know, for instance, if someone hasn't got a placement, if they have a single placement, for instance, and they haven't got a placement for another 3 months before the, you know, while they're matching, and trying to find the suitable placement for you, at the moment, as I understand, there's no help in terms of that gap.
Right.
But otherwise, it is a fair wage, and you get, it increases, as you know, for each child.
Wayne, let me ask you something I think is probably on a lot of people's minds after this week, which is about the sort of matching cultural expectations. How important is that? Because a lot of people seem to think it's critical. Is that important for authorities like yourself, people like yourself making the decision?
Certainly, yeah. I mean, just to be clear, the organisation I work for doesn't have direct involvement with fostering, but I have worked in fostering myself professionally up until quite recently. In terms of the considerations for children and young people's culture, it is paramount. It is huge, depending on the particular needs of that child. Not all children have specific cultural needs. It may be that actually they identify with a culture that is easily matched with other carers. For other children, that's not always the case, and it may be because of their religious needs, it may be because of their health needs and things like that, that actually they need more specialist care.
Aitisha, let me close with you, if I may, and it has to be a little bit brief, but let me ask you about when a child goes. How hard is it?
Very, very hard. It doesn't matter how it ends. For me, it's very difficult because emotionally you've made an attachment with that child. You know, luckily at TAT, you know, I have my social workers, on hand, to help, and other foster carers, to talk to, as a support network. But it's always, a heartbreak, because it's sad to see them go. As well as, you know, at many times feeling very happy for them because you know that you've given them, you know, some tools to go on into the world with.
Aitisha Chester, Wayne Reid, thank you so much for your time this morning. It is time for one of everyone's favourite bits of the show.